Devi Sridhar is Professor of Global Public Health at the University of Edinburgh. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Of course, this opening of schools, which Scotland has, schools went back in the middle of August, it's a critical time for the testing system. What are you seeing in Scotland?
Well, we have seen a huge rise in demand for testing, and while capacity has been built, it's only been really since schools went back that the capacity has been really tested and stretched in terms of can it actually cope with the number of people getting tested. I mean, it's almost double the number of people who have been tested in the past couple days. And this is down to, I mean, kids get together, viruses spread among them, there are a lot of coughs and colds and temperatures, and parents getting concerned and booking tests. And also that, you know, priority testing is being given to teachers who feel even if they don't have symptoms, they would like to book a test. And so just making sure that that testing system keeps up with that demand.
Okay. Now, it's right, though, isn't it, if a parent worried about sending their child into school every day just ensures that they are healthy enough?
Exactly. I mean, it's absolutely correct that parents are booking tests for children if they are exhibiting those symptoms, especially if they have a fever or a continuous cough, which is what we see most likely in children. And what we're seeing also with testing is it's not enough just to have enough testing. It has to be fast so people can book in tests within a day or two, and also accessible. It's not no point booking someone into a test where they have to drive, you know, several hours or if it's in a different nation. And so I think, again, the testing system is having some hiccups to get on top of all this.
And we should be clear, that has happened. The First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has talked about the possible technical issues because some people in Scotland were only offered tests in England.
Exactly. So I think there are issues that they're trying to iron out, and part of it's just due to the rise in demand. I mean, the other way that demand's going to increase is now contacts are being tested of those who have been traced through the test and trace system. So having enough capacity for that and all the outbreaks, such as, you know, the factory outbreaks we're seeing, as well as the international, you know, the arrival of a lot of international students and university students in the coming weeks. And actually, do we want to put in place a system to test them to make sure that we're actually trying to pick up as many COVID cases as we can?
So given that we're seeing the latest stats for England that we had this morning suggest a slower turnaround time, I mean, quite markedly down from what it was in June, where it was 90%, now less than half of people are getting results within 24 hours. I mean, what's the answer to that? That surely suggests the system not working.
Well, I guess the system is struggling, and what they have to think about is how do you continue to build that, especially going into schools reopening. I think you should not underestimate the challenge of schools going back and of concerned parents, that as soon as children are together, you know, normal viral illnesses start to spread. And so I think they're also trying to look at how to develop, you know, more advanced ways of testing, saliva testing, pool testing. But the problem is if you don't get your testing and tracing system going, it's very hard to avoid cases rising and to suppress the outbreak. And that will take you backwards in terms of all the easing of lockdown that's been done.
Professor Devi Sridhar, thank you very much.